Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. After a win against the odds versus England last night, Croatia will take on France in the final of the World Cup. England drew ahead early on in the match, but the game eventually went to extra time after Croatia drew 1-1 and then went on to score the winner. The final will take place on Sunday at 5 in the evening. President Macron and his wife Brigitte will be present at the game, as will former President Nicolas Sarkozy and his wife Carla Bruni. Alain Juppé has finally conceded and agreed to a fan zone in the Stade Chaban-Delmas in Bordeaux, while in Paris a huge event is being organised for Sunday evening at the Stade de France. The game is even being broadcast live at the start of a Beyoncé and Jay-Z concert in the capital. In the meantime, the French team are focusing on their preparations as fans celebrate the 20-year anniversary of France's last victory in the competition in 1998, when they beat Brazil 3-0. The NATO summit, which opened yesterday in Brussels, was left in turmoil as Donald Trump demanded that other members increase their financial contribution to 4% of GDP. Several member states already struggle to make the 2% target currently set. Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, made a statement afterwards saying that President Trump wants to see our allies share more of the burden. Germany came under fire from the American president for its reliance on Russia for gas. Around 60 to 70% of German energy comes from Russia, and there are plans for a new pipeline between the two countries. Tour de France riders are heading to Annecy on Sunday evening for the next stage in the race. The fifth stage yesterday saw Peter Sagan lead the field, although the Belgian Greg Van Avermaet still holds the yellow jersey. Today, riders will travel from Brest to Mur de Bretagne, a ride in which local competitor Warren Barguil is predicted to do well. An official inquiry has been opened into the death of Naomi Musenga in December at the request of her family. A post-mortem revealed that she died from paracetamol poisoning. Her call to the emergency services wasn't taken seriously by the operator, who may yet be charged with non-assistance to a person in danger. The man accused of killing Sarah Halimi in Paris in April 2017 may get off a murder charge after psychiatric experts concluded that he has mental health issues. Kobili Traoré was also under the influence of cannabis. And finally, the winner of €36 million in the EuroMillions jackpot in June is a young woman in her 20s. She's the youngest ever winner of such a large lottery sum. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.